Hey, little brother. Are you still awake? Move over then. I want to cuddle. I've missed this. I've missed having my little spoon next to me. Do you remember how you always used to come to my room during thunderstorms? The lightning scared you so much. I had to hold you in my arms until it passed. I'd stroke your hair and whisper that everything was going to be all right. Yeah, that was a long time ago. You don't need your big sister to comfort you when it storms anymore. I never told you, but I really enjoyed cuddling together. I liked having your body pressed so closely against mine. I felt so much stronger when I held on to you. Like I could overcome anything if it meant keeping you safe. It wasn't easy for me with mom being away all the time, you know. She put a lot of pressure on me to act like an adult, to watch over things while she was gone. I think if it wasn't for you there, looking up to me, supporting me when things got hectic, I would have ended up a lot worse. You've always been a good boy. You never made things difficult for me. I don't think you realize how much I appreciated that. It made me anxious whenever we were separated. Even at school, I couldn't wait to come back home to you, to see my perfect boy's sweet face again. You made life bearable. That's why, when I left for college, I felt like something inside me was missing. Sure, I enjoyed taking classes and spending time with my friends, but there was also this constant sense I had forgotten something important. I was being deprived of something. I know it isn't right for me to need my little brother so much, but I can't help it. All this must be freaking you out. I'm sorry, little brother. It's just, I needed to get this off my chest for a long time. And ever since you decided to move in with me, I've been so much happier. Even my coworkers have noticed. Getting to spend time with you, watching movies together, eating your cooking, it's been a small blessing. I couldn't go another day without telling you that. And if you feel like you can't be here after everything I just said, well, I understand. I don't want to make you do anything you're uncomfortable with. If you want me to leave, all you have to do is say so. You really are so sweet. Big sis loves you too. Was that too much? Yeah. Well, your neck isn't the only place I can kiss. Here, turn your head a little. How was that? Fuck, you look so cute when you blush. Are we really doing this? No, I want to. I really want to. You taste so good. What's this bulge doing here, little bro? Did you get hard from making out with me? I can feel how stiff it is through your pants. Do you like it when I rub your cock with my hand? Yeah, I can make you feel even better. But you have to do something for me first. Something really naughty. I want you to call me mommy. Oh, fuck. I've always wanted to hear you say that. Tell mommy how much you love her. That's a good boy. Let's get these pants off you. Such a beautiful cock. Mommy's gonna stroke it nice and slow for you. Can you feel how soft my hand is? That's it. Let me hear your adorable moans. How about we get you lubed up? There we go. Did you know I used to fantasize about doing this to you? I've never tried anything because I was afraid of hurting you, but there's no going back now. That's right, because you're mommy's baby boy, and she's gonna take good care of you. Like she's always wanted to. Your tip is so sensitive. It must feel really intense when I rub it with my palm. You're so cute. How could anyone ever resist you? How could anyone just leave you all alone like that? But it's all right, because I'm here now, and I would never abandon you. From now on, I'm the only one you can call mommy, okay? I'm the one who will care for you like you deserve. You know that, don't you? I can feel your cock pulsing in my hand. Are you getting closer? Oh, I love how you're squirming against me, thrusting your hips, so desperate to come. It's all right, sweetie. You don't have to hold back. Just let it all go into mommy's hand. Yes. Good boy. Good boy. Oh, you're spurting out so much. My hand's getting sticky. See how amazing mommy can make you feel? That's because she knows what's best for her baby boy. I'm gonna have to clean up this mess you've made, though. Such a naughty taste. Turn over. Mommy isn't done with you yet. You're getting hard again. You must really like being straddled by me, feeling my wet slit rubbing up and down your shaft. Eating your cum got me so excited. My room's aching to get a taste as well. God, I want your cock so bad. It isn't enough to just feel it with my pussy lips. But, if I go any further, we can't just be siblings anymore. Are you okay with that, little bro? Are you okay with me being your mommy forever? That's my good boy. Let me tell you a secret. I've never been with a man before. It's true. I didn't want to give my virginity to anyone other than you. At the same time, though, it felt wrong, somehow, to do that to my little brother. But since you're my sweet little boy, it's okay, right? That's right. You aren't my brother. You're mommy's good boy. Get ready, sweetie. I'm going to lower myself down on you. Watch. Watch as you deflower me. You're inside me, sweetie. Deep inside mommy. God, it's so big. I feel like I'm being slit open. This is your first time too, isn't it? Aw, it's okay. I'm glad I get to share such a special experience with you, sweetie. I think I'm ready to start moving my hips. I still can't go very fast, but you don't mind, do you? It's enough for you to just be squeezed by my tight little cunt. Yeah? You love how warm my pussy is, don't you? It's so inviting. That's because mommy's been waiting all this time for her little boy to fill her up with his cock. I wanted to be your first so bad, even though it's wrong. I tried to let you go. I really did. But every time I suddenly imagined another woman having their way with you, and it was just too much. You're my baby boy. I'm the one you confide in when you were in trouble. The one who stayed up late helping you with your homework. No one else could love you like I do. That's why you can never, ever leave me. But I don't have to tell you that. I know my good boy wouldn't abandon his mommy. I wouldn't let him. Not after this. You're crazy if you think I'd give up this cock. My first cock. I'm so glad I waited for you, sweetie. You're the only one I could show this side of myself to. And that's why I know we're going to be together forever. My first and my last. Oh God, you feel so good inside me. I can't take it anymore. I have to go faster. That's it, sweetie. Just let mommy ride you. Good boy. Good boy. Yeah, thrust those hips. Fucking pound me with your beautiful cock. Don't stop. I'm almost there. Don't stop. What? No. No pulling out. I'm not letting you. You have to come inside me. You have to plant your seed deep inside mommy's womb. Yes, do it. Come inside me. Such a big load, little bro. Oh, God. Oh, my God. What have I done? No. What have I done? I just made my little brother come inside me. I just got on top of my sweet, caring little brother and took his virginity. I'm so sorry. Oh my God. I'm so sorry. I don't know what came over me. Are you okay? Did I hurt you? What did you just say? Mommy? No, sweetie, you don't have to call me that. I just went a little crazy and I didn't know what I was saying. You want to? Oh, fuck, this is exactly what I was worried about. I fucking brainwashed you. Why are you hugging me? I practically raped you. Don't. I was wrong to do that to you. You shouldn't be thanking me. No. I do love you, little bro. I meant it when I said it. It's just, I think I love you too much. Are you really okay with me after what just happened? No, I wasn't lying about that either. But we can work back up to it. You don't have to call me mommy all the time. Only when we're in bed. Shut up. It turns me on. What did I do to deserve such a wonderful little brother? Let me clean up first. But after that, I promise we can cuddle until morning.